KOS and KOS AM.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, there's a dead fly, and that means we gotta go for half a mole before part two of the Speedy Clip show. So now, let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're our teenage guest disc jockey now.
Yes, that's what I want, sense. I want it to make sense. I don't know who that clown was on WOR that kept talking about those litter bugs. George, I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to write a letter. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write a letter, and I'm going to have that guy taken off the air. He talks about litter bugs, and he talks about pina colada. So I like his sense. I'm going to stop.
On now to part two of the Speedy Clip show and yesterday's predicted hit. A record never played before yesterday and already number three on the KOS Swell 70 survey. BFC, Fat Billy Wiley and the Swingin'. Oh, mama! Paul Sully and his police record of Old Henry on KOS, the number one rated station in the world. Stationsville, Brakeville, Nowville.
KOS Radio is the best radio. Send the music out your way 40 hours every day.
And here are the late baseball scores. 5-1, 14-3, and 4-0. KOS with a something for everyone from 8 to 13.
If you're 13 or 8, you think that it's great on KOS rate. Yeah.
Well, it's now time to telephone the teen. And today's call goes to Elsie Leffler at Garvey 8, 1970. Hello, Elsie. Here's today's question. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry. And so we add today's $40,000 to tomorrow's Telephone-a-Teen jackpot. And once again, we'll try to prove it pays to listen to KOS.
It pays to listen to KOS, but not to work here. We wish somebody'd pay us.
Futuresville, USO now, as Red Danny Biederman sings a little number that hasn't been written yet. Under the Motorcycle Moon, but you... Traffic information. We switch controls to KOS mobile unit number 7 on the inbound state highway.
This is mobile unit number 7. It's extremely difficult speaking in for a microphone and steering at the same time. Look out, get out of the truck!
Back at KOS Radio again, where our teenage advertising board gives its seal of approval to... for its monumental work in the field of brass knuckle buffing.
The seal of approval assures the removal of anything bad at all. And just to prove it's real, here's the KOS approval seal.
Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you, seal. And now the number one recording in the KOS.
Are you sure you want to stay tuned to good common sense any longer? I mean, are you really sure? I mean, the records are broken only to be broken, only to be set and reset again, only to be reset to be reset again. Now, that's the sneakiest part of it all. Now, hold it now. Just wait for your cue. Always wait for your cue. As you understand that most of our problems stem from the fact that hardly any of us even recognize a cue when we hear it. I've been shifting from one foot to the next, waiting for my line, my key line, where I can walk out on the stage, find myself back by those flats reaching up into the flies, and I can shout to the veritable heavens, I want my pound of flesh. My pound of flesh. Look, Charlie, this is Fred here. Don't say a word. Just listen. Now, don't say a word. I don't have any time to talk. Oh, I will chat. This is Fred. Look. I can't say any more than to point out... I'll have to go right on, but I'll... This is Fred, Charlie. It's going to happen tonight. Now, don't tell Mabel. Don't open your mouth to the kids. I'll call you later. I will call you later.
Seal of approval assures the removal of anything bad at all. And just to prove it's real, here's the KOS approval seal.
Oh, 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 oh!
Thank you, Seal. And now, the number one recording in the KOS survey for today. The tune you kids have made the top. rendition of Private Ensley. Hold it, hold it! Wait a moment! I've just been handed this message from the Chaos News Department. Because of this station's spectacular advancements in the field of brainwashing, the Pentagon has selected it as the ultimate in secret weapons and has decided to put us into orbit, effective immediately.
Now, I suppose in the consideration of all the volumes of forgotten lore that one has forgotten, I suspect that all lore is not to be forgotten, nor is it to be bound in volumes, but it is to be the living thing, the stuff, the veritable feel of the cloth, the fabric, the texture of the linen of life, the linen of life, the linen of life. That's right. The linen of life. I mean, you really can't stand off to one side and be totally casual about it. I'm walking through F.A.O. Schwartz the other day. F.A.O. Schwartz. Now, I have long suspected that you learned much about, you know, what's going on. Of course, just one little guy. That's all, one little guy. And I go... I just said it. I'm just one little guy. What do you want, madam? Just because I'm on the radio doesn't mean that I'm more than one little guy. I mean, is Bert Parks more than one little guy, actually, in the end? Is Dick? Is Jackie? I just want to get it straight here that I'm just one little guy. And I'm walking through F.A.O. Schwartz the other day, and I go past this counter full of nuclear submarines, and I walk past a counter full of mechanical sharks that really are man-eating, but they don't eat real men. They eat plastic men. And I stop at this fascinating counter, and I see this plastic car. I'm a sucker for cars, little airplanes and things that wind up. And I stop at this counter where the plastic cars are. This distinguished-looking F.A.O. Schwartz salesman, I guess F.A.O. Schwartz is kind of the Brooks Brothers of Kidville. And this guy comes up to me and he says, "Is there anything I can do for you, sir?" And I says, "Well, I'm just looking at this little car. It's a very interesting little car. It's a car for those who like to live dangerously. It's actually our most exciting car. It's the most exciting, and it's one of the best sellers we have. We call it the Crashmobile. It's a streamlined little car. Now, you see, you hold it in your hand. It's a streamlined little car. It has a permanently attached wind-up key. You will never lose the key to this Crashmobile. It rolls along. Looks just that. Now, watch. I'll show you." They put it on the floor, and he wound it up. So now watch it. It looks just like any other well-behaved little automobile until, wait till it hits something. And the thing rolled across. It rolled across, and suddenly it bumped into a table leg, and with that crash, it fell apart. Little bodies toppled out on the street, and a tiny Daily News photographer, a plastic one, popped out of the rear trunk and started to take pictures. It was fantastic. There were 7 killed. Isn't that delightful? Now you put it back together again, wind it up, and it's all ready to start all over again. Ready to start all over again. We call it our Crashmobile. And it's one of our most thrilling items. Shall I wrap it up for you? By that time I was on my way to the Mayflower Donut Shop. Down the street. I sat down and stared moodily into my cup. After seeing the 7 tiny plastic blood-covered bodies rolling out on the floor of F.A.O. Schwartz, and this tiny, charcoal gray-clad Daily News photographer leap out of the trunk with his speed graphic going, I began to see that I had just witnessed, just glimpsed the itsy-bitsy vision of the truth. And I had it. Who can stand more than one or two visions of truth in 1 week? That's a world record, too, by the way. Was set by a man in Elyria, Ohio, who had 7 visions of absolute truth in 1 24-hour period. Of course, he's not here to tell the tale. So I sat there and stared into my cup of Mayflower coffee, moodily dawdled with a couple of Graham donuts, powdered sugar-covered, and concerned myself with the nature of truth. I could still hear that rending crash. Well, of course, it was only plastic. It was a rending crash. I guess I remember too well one time having been in a head-on crash myself. All plastic. The whole shebang. Boom! And for over 4 hours, it seemed like the air was full of glass coming down, going across sideways, back and forth, and everything was red. It's one of our most thrilling models. I ordered another cup of coffee. I'm a black coffee drinker, by the way. Yeah. Like the coffee commercial says, those who drink it black are the experts. You can tell a real black coffee drinking coffee. So I sat there and drank it black. Had another donut. And before long, I forgot about it and was thinking about Mickey Mantle swatting out home runs. I was back there with Yogi. And back out on Fifth Avenue where the sun was shining. And the clocks were all keeping the right time. Everything was going according to Hoyle, or is it Boyle? Yeah, just moving along. I walked on down. I got down to 42nd Street. Just cooling along. But suddenly this guy came through a light and pop!